A bite dance hard stance, if you come at the king, you'd best not miss, and more developments on Hypnosis Island. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, in your ear, powered by skepticism about algorithms, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's April 29th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray. It's Monday, where we discuss what happened over the weekend and what we'll be watching this week. Some stories from Friday and the weekend. On Friday, Music Business Worldwide reported that ByteDance took a hard stance against the USA's forced sale legislation signed into law by President Biden on Wednesday, and that it would shut down rather than sell if its court challenges to the legislation fail. It's never been particularly likely that ByteDance would surrender its core algorithm in a forced sale scenario. That's not the kind of technology that crosses borders easily, and as a negotiating stance, it makes a lot of sense for ByteDance to maintain that the only two options are for it to retain ownership or for the app to go away entirely. Until a credible buying candidate emerges, this is about where we should expect things to be. If you take a cynical view that ByteDance and China want to use TikTok to influence U.S. elections, they'll likely take up every minute of their allotted 9 months to arrange that sale. Even if you're less cynical than I am, there's not a whole lot of reason to think this is going to happen right away, given that not everybody, actually almost nobody, has the resources to both buy and operate TikTok in the U.S., even with the algorithm. It's going to have to be an Apple or a Meta or a Google or a Microsoft. Remember when News Corp bought MySpace? Didn't go so well. As for how this affects the music community, it could drive a subtle shift in emphasis by social media teams toward Instagram's Reels product, but more likely the TikTok universe is going to continue as is until something major, like a ban or a sale, actually occurs. Meanwhile, that three-body problem of UMG, USA, and ByteDance will continue to inhabit an unstable era for the time being. Strange goings-on over at HYBE, the Korean K-pop giant, with the controversy surrounding one of its subsidiary labels, Adore, home of NewJeans. Allegedly, Adore CEO Min-hee Jin mounted an internal and external plan to seize control of Adore from HYBE. The gist of it seems to be that she came at the king and missed, so to speak. HYBE discovered this in an audit and quickly moved to oust her, which all seems pretty normal, but HYBE went to the extra step of calling the cops, citing a, quote, breach of trust, which in Korea apparently is considered a crime. In the Western music business, it is considered Tuesday. It's time to update an old conundrum. If a tree falls on the mainstream rock chart, did anybody hear it? So, while the many dedicated fans of old friends Pearl Jam are undoubtedly thrilled with the band's latest album, Dark Matter, which debuted in the Billboard Top 5 last week, you'll be forgiven if you didn't know that the rock legends had a single at the top of the mainstream rock chart. Who knew? These days, that chart exists and the universe is undetected as, well, dark matter. If you were concerned that, commercially speaking, rock is the new jazz, well, you probably should be. And close on the heels of having come to an agreement with Luminate on reporting of physical sales, the U.S. independent retail community has turned the page over to trying to ban artists and labels' direct-to-consumer pre-sales of vinyl, which it claims, with some validity, undermine the retailer's business model and privilege certain consumers over others. Well, yeah, that's the point in a superfan-driven marketplace. Retailers are in a tough position, given that artists and labels would rather own the customer than go through a third party, and if they go direct, they can keep any margin that the retailer would have claimed. And while everybody loves a record store, record retail is going to have to make a stronger case than, quote, the voice of U.S. indie retail deserves to be heard and respected, unquote, to demonstrate its relevance in this market. Note to retailers, events are probably a good place to start. For the big headline from Stagecoach over the weekend, Eric Church thrilled and confused many of his fans by performing a mostly solo, gospel-heavy set at the festival. Whether you think this was a poor choice for a major festival or a brilliant once-in-a-lifetime artistic stretch, you gotta give Eric Church credit for guts. Over on Hypnosis Island, when we left off last week, Blackstone and Merck had dropped a cliffhanger telling shareholders not so fast, don't accept that Concord offer, which was $1.51 billion. Well, their new offer came in over the weekend. Music Business Worldwide reports Blackstone offered $1.6 billion, and Hypnosis Songs Fund recommended that shareholders accept the offer. Interestingly, there is no mention of Merck Mercuriatis or Hypnosis Songs Management, which has been associated with the previous Blackstone bids and is funded by Blackstone. Probably still some twists and turns to come. Note to business journalists, get cracking on those book proposals. As for what's going on for the rest of the week, stick a pin in Thursday for Universal Music Group's Q1 earnings call. Yes, it's earnings season again. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by Roy-Fi, which helps independent artists invest in their careers and hold on to their master and publishing rights. Give Unlimited Supply a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. And don't forget to smash that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for the links to what we discussed on the show, to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.